What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky, and football season is here right now, and that means Brian Baldinger every single Tuesday, 7:30 all season long. Baldy, now back to Steiny and Goo, and you know my boy from the Un is about to spit that liquid hot magma. Get him, Goo.
Joe!
All right.
Let
me follow up on that, because we are talking football, and if you want to talk more football, you can do it next Thursday. It's the 2025-95-7, the game Red and Gold Summit, and it's happening next Thursday, September 4th, and it's live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Willard and Dibbs do their show there at 2 o'clock. They're going to do it from 2 to 4. Then the rest of the hosts join from 4 to 6. We're going to talk 49ers, and we're going to get you ready for the start of the football season. It's a great place, great food, your chance to hang with all of us here at 95-7, the game. And once again, it's Thursday. That's next Thursday. It's also this Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair, Santa Clara. Come out and get the season started with a bang. And don't forget, the Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara, that's where you experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment. It's your game day destination, plain and simple. King's Fish House, that's your go-to spot when you want to watch football on Sundays. And we'll be there next Thursday, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go, baby. I hit up Marky D, Steiny.
Hold on. Let me try to figure this out.
If you know me and you're my partner, you know who Marky D is in my life. Starts with a B. And I said I was going to do it before the summit. You could not be my partner on a $1,000 pyramid. You just couldn't.
Or I couldn't
I'm
be
trying to
lifeline.
Give you a clue. My barber. OTB, only the best barbershop in the Un. Told you I was getting a haircut.
I'm confused.
You were with Marcy, too. How about that?
Oh, don't.
You get sheepish.
Don't get. Yeah. And you get a little over aggressive.
What?
Basically.
No,
let me,
I get to.
Let me. And this.
That's how you get better at love is you ask other women. You get advice.
Cool. Can I recap the way...
because I got some recaps in my phone.
Can I recap what it sounded like to the listener?
Oh, yeah, because my boy Reg B chimed in.
Yeah. It went something like this. Hey, Marcy, how you doing? Hey, Goo, how you doing? So, Marcy, I'm fighting with a wife, and we're not getting along, and, oh, man, she just... things aren't working out. Hey, by the way, you single?
Oh, Kitty, that's not how it went. To Reg B, it sounded that way. Please. That's my coworker and friend. That's what it's about. People are going through so many things in their life, relationships, men and women. Steiny, it's good to get that therapeutic, that wisdom from Marcy. That's all it was. It wasn't about me. That's funny. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, great rejoin by Butcher Boy. We got to do one for them in the other shows.
I know. You know what? Because we got that email.
Well, that's on
we
our producers.
Start doing it.
That's on our producers.
Let's go to Lee. Lee's in the East Bay. What's up, Lee? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Just wanted to call in regards to the Juwan Jennings thing.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, Mr. Jennings, I mean, as great as a year he had before, sometimes people get in their mindset that if they're able to do one great year, they're able to do a lot of great things. I've been in the business world for a lot of years, and, you know, sometimes, you know, even though one person can do one great thing, doesn't mean they can take on what the responsibility is to be somebody who is paid that kind of money and take on more responsibility. Because the whole point of it is make other people better. So if you're willing to take on that money, you got to make not only yourself better, but you got to make the people around you better, because who got you there? You know, it's just Juwan just making a great catch doesn't mean that he did it himself. It was a blocker that helped him so that the quarterback can make the pass. Or it was Brock making the pass so that he could do that. So sometimes they lose sight of what is, you know, important from a holistic point of view. You want your money? I get it. But don't forget what got you there.
Man, that's great. What advice would you give Juwan right now? Would it be that? What would you say to him if you had him on the phone right now? What would you tell him?
Well, what I would say is, like, okay, did you do this by yourself? I think there's 10 other team members on that side. So
I see what you're saying.
You know, I know you made that great catch, but, you know, okay, that's, you know, that's why you're in the NFL, to make that catch. But it doesn't mean that you did that all by yourself.
Yeah.
And you gotta realize that. And
you gotta understand
where you're at.
Thank you, buddy. I think that was well said. You said a couple things I wanna
So are you pro? I hate when we put labels on people. Are you pro player, pro team? I mean, because we've both said it at different times, Donnie.
I'm pro player, but he's going nowhere.
Okay, all right, I got you. If you were his agent, you'd be like, hey, it's time to fold.
I would have never gotten
Kenny
to this
Rogers,
point.
Know when to fold him.
Yeah, I mean, if what would I say to Juwan Jennings right now if I were like his confidant? I'd say I don't see any way out of this.
I don't see it, Bob.
I mean, I don't see any way out of this. You may have to take the L on this one. Go back, try to have a good year, and
come back at 29.
Come back in free agency and see what you can do.
And we're saying all this and watch him get paid.
He ain't getting paid 20.
Well, they got Kendrick Bourne, by all accounts, visiting the Niners and the Commanders. I believe the Commanders Tuesday. He should be in town here Labor Day working out, Donnie. Like,
well, he will sign with the Niners,
man,
then.
Man, I'm
because
just...
he's not going to work out for the Niners. Where did he get cut from? New England.
Yeah.
So think about this. He's going to fly from New England to San Francisco, work out.
All right.
Then he's going to fly from San Francisco to Washington to work out. He's not going to work out as well for Washington as he is for the 49ers.
Well, what if he looks at Washington as their, you know, NFC championship?
But what
game,
if they work him out
and
they're
Niners?
Like, he stinks. He's been 3 days jet lagged.
No. You threw it out earlier just about this trade stuff going on, Stoney. Warrior fan, my boy Squirt, said the Mitch Richmond trade hurt him. It didn't have that. Did that hurt? It didn't hurt like Webb. That trade to me didn't hurt like Webb.
No, but it was like,
because you got some young stuff back. And I thought Billy O was
Billy
gonna be
Owens.
I thought he was going to be a baller. I mean, he was all right, but he wasn't.
Yeah, he was okay. He was okay. How you doing, Goo? Because this is what I can't get out of my mind.
I'm just saying, to this defense, that's what he is. He's a generational player, man. Yeah. I never believed any of this. And these reports, real quick, Stoney, he's not getting traded. That's what they're not going to do. Shout out Richie Rich from Oakland, the rapper.
Are you all right, buddy?
No, I'm more than all right. And I got to tell you why. You put something in my cup, man, a pep in my step. The Red Sox without Devers. We've seen this happen in sports. Dallas was doing nothing with Micah.
Yeah.
He was one-dimensional. One sack in four playoff games. He was not worth $200 million. You now have four first-round picks over the next two years. You save $22 million this year on the cap. You're top two now with cap space with $45, $46 million. You might have Archie Manning, and you got Kenny Clark this year to stop the run. What am I going to be? Like, we ain't had nothing. We have not had nothing.
Atta baby. Now go into KCBS, find Stephen Langford, and have him pull that sound bite of and 2 hours ago.
Oh, boy. It goes and comes, Donnie. I'm up and down, baby. But that Devers and the Red, look what they're doing. And I'm just saying Micah didn't do what Luka did. Luka took Dallas to the finals and in the Western Conference Finals, averaged 30. Oh, he was fat. He had a stomach. I love Micah, but you ain't worth 200 milli. So I'm good. I just don't like it was personal from the owner. That's all, Steiny. Joe Lacob would never, ever let something personal dictate him getting off a dude. That's why Kuminga, for right now, people, is still here. He ain't going for it. Nobody can Jedi mind trick him. Hey, get rid of him and let's take, what's my guy? Malik Monk. No, get out of here. He's looking, Joe, if you're listening, this is why we roll with you. Because you, at the end of the day, think of the team, not your feelings. And for that, I'm going Barney Rubble.
Right.
Bravo.
It's called a double standard is what you're
Please explain why. How could it be a double standard?
Because I'll tell you right now.
It's called standard.
I'll tell you right now, if Kuminga's not a warrior, then I'll say, I guess Lacob didn't have any. And you'd be like, nobody, he did it for the sake of the team. It didn't get personal with Kuminga.
I will say this. It takes
Kuminga
two.
Leaves, did
Micah
it get
didn't
personal?
Want to leave. But Kuminga, to me, seems like he wants to leave. But Joe is like, nah, to hell with all that. We're going to play some sound here, Stoney, that I love. Joe Lacob joined KCBS, and I like what he was saying and what he was pushing.
Yeah, he's pushed the same thing for the last 2 years, saying they were contenders.
And they were last year.
But not the year before. You're listening to, most owners heading into an NBA season are optimistic.
Well, remember the one where they signed Chris Paul? We had him and Raymond Ritter here, and he was high, and we lost the sack in the play-in.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. All right, I'm going to play some of the sound from Kawakami yesterday. This is Kawakami essentially being asked if, let me get this right. I'm going to do this right today for once.
I'm gonna look at Kenny smiling.
Actually look at my cut sheet so
you
I
got
can
it?
Read the description.
Let me know how I can help.
You're good. You're good, man. Good. Okay, this is Tim Kawakami talking about, oh, man.
Keep going.
Listen,
don't stop.
I bet you they did, just to see. I don't think the Cowboys were too interested in doing that.
Whether they pursued Micah Parsons.
$47 million a year, by the way, so that might have been a problematic situation for them. Already into Bosa for 34, and then what do you tell Bosa at that point? You probably just have to tell Bosa, here's another.
Yeah, I blew. Who cares? I mean, not who cares what Kawakami says about
him. The Boston Kitty.
This is the one I wanted. This is the start of the Jennings stuff.
There is some weird little thing that this option bonus, $3.4 million that he qualified for last year by hitting those numbers, is paid on September 1. It is guaranteed money, so it's going to him at some point. But if the 49ers trade him before, that's coming up, but that's Monday, then that cap hit doesn't go on their books. It goes to the traded team's books. I'm the one saying I don't think a trade's happening. But that, just watch that. I'm aware of that. There's this weird language in there, and we know how sharp 49ers are on this stuff. The wording in there is very interesting. So be aware of that. I am aware of that. I don't expect a trade to happen. But if it does, understand that September 1, that's Monday, might be the deadline for that thing. I don't think they want to trade him. I think they want him on the team. They just want him at the number they've got him at, and they don't want to go anywhere close to the number he wants to be at.
Now that needs some blue cheese, ranch, honey mustard, because that was a nugget. That was a little nuggy nugs, Donnie. Man, Monday is September 1st. I mean, if this thing really got raggedy and they were over it, you're telling me some money could not go on their books by trading Jennings? You got to wonder, like, that just made my weekend more enticing. I know it's a little nuggy-nug, but man. If you've really washed your hands of this guy, but then you got to find a suitor, right? And something would slip out if we knew they were shopping him, right? Well, John just told us at the press a couple of days ago that that was not going to happen.
Yeah, that's what he said a couple of days ago. But, you know,
Dunleavy said Poole wasn't getting traded.
And maybe they won't trade him. I don't know. But I don't really take that. Like, if you want to do what's right by your football team, you have to leave every option open, I think, no matter what it is. And if you just say we're not trading him under any circumstances, then by nature, you're just limiting yourself. Okay, you're not going to trade him. So then what? Well, then he's either going to play here or not play here. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get anything for him. So that's the way that thing went. Here's more Kawakami on what's going on with Juwan Jennings.
I don't know that this is a Drew Rosenhaus-driven thing. You know, he's the agent. He's had a good relationship with the 49ers. You know, he understands that his client probably has earned more money, so he's asking for it. I don't know that we haven't heard this rattling from him, except for that one shot in the ESPN that he wants a new deal or he'll ask to be traded. They've asked to be traded. But beyond that, we haven't heard this stuff that you usually hear with Drew. So I think this is more Juwan, if you ask me, and that's okay. It's his right. It's his right to play it out as hard as he can. So I don't know that it's Drew Rosenhaus thinking this. I think it's Juwan Jennings saying, I'm a $25 million a year player. Probably, you know, he was last year. Will he be in the future? Do the 49ers have to pay for last year? No, but you get some of the logic there, and they're going to desperately need a receiver while Ayuk is coming back, while DeMarcus Robinson is suspended, you know, or it's a bet against Ricky Pearsall in Juwan's mind. If you ask me, knowing how Drew has operated and knowing, and he was Frank Gore's agent. 49ers have a really good, I should say really good, have a solid relationship with Drew Rosenhaus. They really haven't gone to the wire with him. I don't know that it's him. I think this is a player-driven situation, and it might be up to the player to figure out how he gets back in, because you're right. He does not win by not getting game checks. He does not make himself a better free agent at the end of the season by missing games or by being a malcontent or by skipping practice.
All right, so that's Tim Kawakami talking about some of the intricacies of what's going on with Juwan Jennings. I think this is fair. Austin in San Jose on the YouTube chat.
Why
is Tim Kawakami's opinion taken as gospel?
Who's doing that?
No, you do.
No, we're playing the sound and reacting.
I don't agree with Kawakami there. I think it is the agent. It's what he does, Drew Rosenhaus.
Okay, but also your job, and here's another bad analogy, but this is an example, Steiny. Back in the late 90s, I was part of a wrongful termination suit. I wanted 50K. I got 25. But the person that was representing me told me when I asked for 50, you couldn't get 50. You're not going to get 50. So I got 25. I bring that up because isn't Rosenhaus supposed to be the wisdom to Juwan Jennings to say, dude, you ain't getting 20?
It's not what he does.
What does he do? Because nothing's happening right now. This dude's job's in jeopardy. Tell him the real. I thought that's part of an agent's job.
Maybe the agent thinks he can get more still.
Well, good luck with that. Well, I guess Ayuk was a different animal. He was young. Best receiver on the team, future bright, and he ended up getting that number, if not more. But I just thought an agent was supposed to be also the realist, too.
The agents like owners, coaches, and general managers make mistakes.
You saying Drew's made this is one?
I don't know. Has Kuminga's agent done well? I don't think so. It's like, whatever Aaron Turner's doing, Kuminga's agent, you know,
yeah.
I just look at it as
they got is options, that a good move? Though, is that more than Juwan.
I think it's a bad move.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Turner's
advising.
Well, I just don't think he's been great for Kuminga. But he's an agent, and it's not, to me, it's not dissimilar from the Warriors trade. Yeah, the Warriors made a mistake when they I don't know, traded Chris Paul for nothing.
Yeah.
They didn't get anything out of it. So, like, that was a mistake, or that didn't work out. And, like, agents to me are the same way. They can overvalue a client of theirs.
Mm-hmm. I like that word, but I'll say this to that. I mean, man, right now on the Juwan Jennings bingo card, all it is, Steinie, is you strong-arm him for 20, if that's the number, or you report back and you play on the deal that you signed last year. And maybe that's just nightmare on football street for him to do that.
And apparently it feels like the 49ers are saying we are not doing it.
I just want to know, is he going to be on the field Sunday, next Sunday in Seattle?
No, he's not.
You think, you're ready to take that to the bank?
He's not. Well, I don't know. That would be my
guess. What about the ramp up period?
He hasn't practiced in five weeks. So I'm going to say.
I hear you. And you might be possibly dealing with something with the calf. So yeah, I get it.
I think we're looking at trouble brewing it for week one.
Do you think that Micah Parsons would play next week against the Eagles?
I think he suits up. Well, they got a game. Who does Green Bay
He's healthy, though, right? Micah Parsons?
All of a sudden. Go figure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think Parsons is definitely going to play.
Yeah. Not 68 snaps, but he's going
to
play.
Well, didn't he have injury issues? That's the only reason why I brought it up.
Yeah, he went yesterday to L.A. or somewhere for a second opinion on a back issue. But quietly, he got off the plane in Wisconsin. I think he feels good now.
No
doubt. It's about the chicken. Kenny, you've done something to where – don't put your business out there.
Something's going
on. Oh, okay.
Careful today.
Today, not today. But have you ever finessed a situation – for the sake of some chicken. Be honest. Look at me and tell me you had it.
What do you mean? I'm not sure. Tell me what you mean.
Maybe
exactly.
Check the box on something medical to get you some extra cheese. And
how do you do that?
I've seen it in a movie.
You can check a box that gives you more money?
You fill out a form and say, you know, something's hurt
more money. Check the box.
Something's hurt more than it is, or backdate something, you know? Just finesse the situation.
No, I've never done anything like that.
And you benefited by getting some bread. You know what I mean?
I actually don't know what you mean, and that might be
good. Yeah.
I'm not really sure what you mean there. But I tell you what, if you can find one of those forms that I can fill out, check a box, and get more money, can you bring one in on
Tuesday?
Speaking
of which, yesterday our guy Abanya has texted me, and I never felt like more of a lowlife.
Oh, no.
He's listening to the show. He goes, hey, Goo, I'm not familiar with CPT time. What's that? Then I tell him, he responds, well, I'm proud that I'm not familiar with that term. And I'm sitting up there feeling like just the biggest.
Well, it's not.
Yeah, Steinie, I said Mark was right.
No, Mark, it's not a crime to know what it means.
But it's letting you know he doesn't live that life to be around people that know what that term is.
But.
I gave him.
Ibanez is gritty. Ibanez is a gritty guy. But
I felt dirty, kid. Like, damn. I'm giving this guy poison terms out here. Anyway.
What do you think about this one from the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line? Hey, Goo, part of a wrongful termination settlement is not disclosing the
statute of limitations over. It was late 90s. I can talk about it now.
All right.
Yeah. We had that in there. We way past the time. Yeah.
Signed an NDA? Expired?
Expired.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever signed an NDA.
Never. That would explain a lot, though.
What do you mean?
You like the yap?
Yeah.
With the best of them?
Yeah. Says the guy on Sports Talk Radio.
I'm getting some blowback with the Marcy conversation.
Of course you are.
No, dude, I'm a conversationalist, you know?
Nah.
No,
it was too transparent. It was all too transparent.
No, we bring her in, then you're like, what aisle are you shopping on today? And then I'm trying to help the people in relationships.
I didn't know that.
And
where
we got
we're
a
going.
Thing going.
We got a thing going on. Isn't that the song?
Alexander O'Neal.
That was bad. That was really bad. Okay. What do we got? It's 11:11. We got a couple calls. I see Matt in Oakland. I see David in El Cerrito. I will get to you guys on the other side. And by the way, you know, I was thinking about the way the Bay Area ostensibly loves Steph Curry.
Oh, my gosh.
Do I have to question this on the other side? Because something's been going on in this city for months now. And I think it's an affront to Steph Curry Nobody cares, apparently. Nobody cares. It's strange. Where are the Curry supporters? And I'll tell you what they're needed for on the other side. That break was brought to you by Honda Vallejo.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I don't know that I've ever signed an NDA.
Never. That would explain a lot, though.
What do you mean?
You like the yap?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, baby? My boy Hawk said that song you attempted to sing, Steiny, was sung by, hold on, I got it, and tell me if you know this artist, me and Mrs. Billy Paul.
I don't. I know the song, though.
Oh, well, for you sure. Don't know how to sing it.
I didn't do it right, but I do know the song. We got a thing.
Yeah, going on. Yeah.
Mrs. Jones?
Yeah. Me and my, did you know?
Yeah. We got a thing going on.
Kitty got a little voice.
Yeah. Well, he's a theater. Remember? He's done theater. He's.
But did it work out for him?
Why don't you ask him? He's right there.
Hey, I'm here now. That's all that matters.
So, Kitty, you wanted to be an actor, huh?
For sure.
Why'd you give up?
He had an audition at Juilliard.
But. No, I'm being real.
Most gut-wrenching thing of my life. It was so gut-wrenching.
But when did you give up? That's what
probably I'm like. Probably then, because I was like, I the rejection is tough.
But acting, you never get old. You don't tear your Achilles.
Like, oh, you're right.
You get a break, especially in our world now.
You do, and also when you give up, like when you get rejected enough, you're like, nah. Funny enough, a lot of radio people failed theater kids. It's a fact.
I got regrets I didn't go that route.
What?
Theater. Like right now, just real quick, off the cuffs, we don't have this written down. My son comes home with a bad report card. Let me see. Hey, how'd it go today? Let me see what you got. Go in there right now, unplug that PlayStation, hand over your phone, and I'm calling your teacher and picking you up every day. Everything is done. I'm calling the coach. You're off the team until you get this 2.0 up. I can't believe your mother, sister, and I have invested all this help and resources for you to get an education. And when you're talking about going to college and you come in here with a 1.8, unplug the games. Hand over the phone now. I'm doing this because I love you. Don't you dare turn the... I'm taking the television out of the room. That's it.
But
That's a father,
but
telling his son, you messed up on the report.
But
I got something.
But that's not acting. That's actually how you talk to little D.
Stop.
That's more like a reality show.
Kitty, give me a letter grade.
That was pretty good. Only thing I would say is when you're done, you say scene.
That's what you say.
You say, so we know it's done. Scene.
People say good job. Dude, we should every Friday. You do the next one. You're just a little too slow. But we'll find a role for you.
Let's go to Matt in Oakland.
Maddie.
Hey, Matt, how you doing? Oh, I have a Pods teaser. That's right.
No, you did.
From 7 hours.
I can't wait.
From Monday.
Why are you hating? Well, we'll see.
I'll tell you why. Right. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, me and Mrs. Jones. That's Philly Soul.
Wow.
Great production team. They're fantastic.
You're the man.
I don't know the answer to this, this is a question. Don't the Niners need this receiver more than the Warriors need Kuminga? I mean, I
would say yes. I agree with that.
Wow.
Guru to you?
Wow, that's a great one. I'm going to say no, and I ain't just doing that because YouTube, but go ahead, caller. I'm going to say no, but I'll tell you why after you're done.
Well, and I don't know as much about football. I don't know anything, but I think I know a little bit more about basketball. I don't get where this kid is coming from. No disrespect to him, but if there are about a handful of teams, maybe six, that have cap room next year, and of the ones that do, they either flat out stink and have chuckers, or they're teams like Utah and San Antonio, where, you know, is Ange or San Antonio going to take a guy who doesn't want to play for a Hall of Fame coach? We've already established what his worth is. I believe you guys had some bit about whatever it was, 15 anonymous GMs, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
He's worth about 20 mil. And they offered him 45 over two?
Yep.
What is this guy thinking? I mean, what does he think is going to happen? I mean, he's got potential, but his one skill is taking it to the rack, and he can't shoot free throws. He doesn't have a handle. He's a good on-ball defender. He's a lousy team defender. So, yes, maybe he'd be great, but, I mean, can you please explain what's going on?
I think, Matt, thanks for the call. I think what we're down to right now is he does not want to play for Golden State.
Okay, but only – Stoney, you're right, but that don't mean you're out of here. And that does not mean Joe Lacob doesn't want you to play here. So I'll give you that. You probably are – man, but life does not work like that all the time.
And you know what else – you know how else life doesn't work?
Yeah.
Is life doesn't work like you trade life doesn't work – you don't trade Jennings, and you say we're not doing it, and you don't trade Kuminga, and you say you're not doing it, but you still are crossing your fingers that they'll have great years. It's like, that. I don't want players who don't, it's not, want, there's too much water under the bridge for Kuminga.
See, and I love that, but Stoney, now it's clear. I got clarity on how you and I differ. Because for the first time in a long time, it feels like you care about the locker room stuff in regard to knowing, or you feel like Kuminga doesn't want to be here, so you don't want that in your locker room.
Right.
But what I want is, I got three older players who are still stellar, but I know just them three alone, they can't get it done. They need what Jonathan Kuminga was able, to do against Minnesota.
He doesn't want to play here. Everything you're saying might be true. He doesn't want to play here.
But what if I told you he's not going to self-sabotage himself while he's out there? That's what I'm saying, Stoney. Like,
so what's he going to do?
Ball out.
Okay. I mean, come on, Goo. You expect this kid to ball out after he didn't get a contract?
He's kind of done it 3 years. And I mean, 4 years fiddling around, not feeling like he's being used right. I'm just saying. I'm a man of passion, so I can't get wrong. But I don't think it's going to be. What if he comes back on the QO, Stoney? And you can trade him
What happens. Let me ask you this. Why isn't he signing the two-year deal with the team option?
Because you are right. He doesn't want to be here.
And, you know, like, this is the other thing. He's ridden it out so far that now he's one step away which is taking the qualifying offer from being 1 year away from being an unrestricted free agent. So I get why if he takes this two-year deal, then he's not going to hit free agency till further down the line. So it's like he's brought it home this far. It's like if it's true that you really believe, or if it's true that you're willing to do this and take the 7.9, get a crazy way. I'd have to respect it.
Yeah. And Uncle Looney, and I got two to read to you real quick, Donnie. Goo, this is from Uncle Looney. He didn't do anything against Minnesota. Stop. He had a game with 0 rebounds, 1 assist in 30 minutes. His play versus Minnesota was determined mostly by GNIs, green eyes, I don't know. And then Austin in San Jose is, Goo, why would JK want to come back here as Kerr's coach? And I'm not running Kerr out of town. I'm just telling you, that's the situation itself. What if Kuminga's looking at it like, okay, I play on this QO, and they get a new coach, then I get a new contract. Maybe here with the Warriors. So that's a way Kuminga is not locked into anything, Donnie. There's a risk involved of getting hurt on the QO. I get it.
There's no. If he plays on the 7.9 qualifying offer, I don't think there's any way he's a Warrior next year.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Even with a new coach.
I don't think, okay, are Butler and Draymond still on the team?
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so that's where you're at. All right.
You know, it's like, I think we should start looking at this like good old-fashioned playing time. That's what this is about. Jonathan Kuminga wants playing time. Mm. And he's not going to get as much of it here. Those are just facts. And
that's strong, man.
He's 4 years into his career. He thinks he's ready to take that step. And you know what? I get it. I totally get it. if I were Kuminga and I have to come back for one more year, what am I supposed to expect? Like,
be the best sixth man you can be, right, and maybe then, make it the to minute, where you're finishing games.
And then the minute Jimmy Butler gets load managed, hey, Jonathan, you're good enough for us now. We need you to start. I'm telling you, that insults players. Mm. So
I'm not saying you're off with that at all.
I think we've just got to start assuming, like, why is this happening? Why is that? Because he doesn't want to play for the Warriors anymore.
So can we make any parallels with what Dallas and Jerry did with Micah, to where some believe they didn't get a king's ransom? I don't believe they would. The reason they didn't is Jerry didn't want to trade him. Okay, but they didn't get as much as you thought you could get for him. Herschel Walker trade was 3 ones, 2 twos, a fifth, and a sixth. So that was everything. But are the Warriors putting themselves in a position, if you trade now, Steiny, you don't get maximum value for Kuminga?
Well, you never get maximum value for a restricted free agent.
And there it is.
So the only thing would be, do you revisit some of the stuff that maybe you thought about a month or two ago but didn't act on? And is that still there or not?
Man. We're both stalemates on both. But one's got to give here next Sunday or next week with Jennings.
Let's go to David. David's in El Cerrito. Hey, Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. I feel like what Goo was saying was from an early Kanye song, and I'm not saying it's exactly to the point, but when Kanye said, we claim other people's kids on our income taxes, sometimes people check a box and they get more money. I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
It sounds familiar.
David, you're the man.
David, I never did that before. That's an example.
You are the man.
Wow.
It's an example. It's just an example. I want to say this about my question is simply this about Jerry Jones. If Parsons gets hurt or if he slows down, is Jerry then right or is he always wrong because of what the guy is today? Because I'm a believer that guys who are built on Twitch, be it Chase Young, Jadeveon Clowney, guys like Parsons, those guys don't last long in the NFL with the Twitch. Mm. It's the guys like TJ Watt who run 4.7s who are relentless in other ways. It's the guys like Derrick Henry who are relentless in other ways who aren't Twitch guys. And it seems like Parsons is a Twitch guy.
Wow.
And so can Jones be right if Parsons slows, or is he just wrong? Because obviously he sent them to the worst. Buffalo would have been the only other place he probably wouldn't want to go as far as big time cities and weather. So there's a vindictiveness to it. But can he be right if he just slows down, or is he just wrong because of how it
No, it's twofold.
He can definitely be right.
And I'm giving it 2 or 3 years with these 2 number 1 picks, even though we all think they're going to be low number ones. What if they package those picks up with something else and got another player? So for you to bring that up, and I'm not in denial, folks, that is very fair. And I'm going to say this. Nobody's talking about the kid they got from Green Bay, a couple years older than Micah, Steiny, 3-time Pro Bowler. The dude can help Dallas stop the run better than what they were doing already. And you can't win in this league if you can't stop the run. So that's an astute assessment or point by that caller, Steiny. You can't judge it yet.
There's a trade that I always refer to in the NBA that
I'm going to see if I can get
is the – kind of the definition of, I think, what David was talking about. And we go back to the year 2000 when there was a superstar in the NBA named Grant Hill. And he was traded by the Pistons to the Magic. And you remember who the Magic gave up?
I don't.
Nobody knew who he was at the time. Ben Wallace.
Oh, man.
They get Ben Wallace and Chucky Atkins, good role player.
And Grant was the Twitch player that he talked about where injuries, he slowed down.
And Ben Wallace
was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, there you go. And it was the centerpiece of their defense when they won a title. So, like, I would say that the Pistons trading Grant Hill for Ben Wallace was a great trade, even though
in real time, it was like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
And this Devers trade for the Red Sox. I just keep going there. Steiny, Boston, they were mad. The fans, it was almost a revolt. Then all of it, look now. Look now, Kenny. Like, that's the beautiful thing about sports, man. And I'm just...
What are some trades that, when they happened, of course, conventional wisdom was, oh, my God, that's a terrible deal. And then, lo and behold, a year, two, or three later?
Well, not the Trey Lance one. That was what it... That was terrible.
The opposite.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what I'm saying.
Right, I said...
I had to bring that up.
But no. I asked for trades that you thought stunk at the time up being great.
But I had to bring that one up.
How about Deshaun Watson? Going to the Browns.
But that doesn't meet his criteria. He said he wanted a great trade. That's a bad one. Yeah.
That you thought it was bad that it turned out good?
You know what, Goo? You're opening it up. Give me a... you can use either side. It's just a trade where you were like, oh, my God.
I'm trying to think of a great one.
The Cowboys just... Jerry Jones just made the biggest mistake. Okay. Until they go 11-6 this year and get to the NFC Championship.
Well, how about the Dodgers trade for Ohtani?
Who'd they... I don't even remember.
They didn't trade for
Ohtani. Okay, so free agent. All right, okay. Help me out. But give us a good one.
Oh, I know one.
All right.
Oh, great one, 510. Great one on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Monte Ellis for Bogut. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Did you try to fight me on that one?
Yeah, it just...
Ellis for an injured Andrew Bogut.
I just
Andrew
remember lighting these mics up when that happened. I was hurt. But it was the birth of a dynasty.
How about one that could be in the making? Luka Doncic.
I'm not far off there.
But I don't think Dallas will ever win that.
I do.
Because Luka is in his embryo stages of what, like, my point is you can't pop the bubbly on that either way until Luka's done what happens.
Oh, no.
Tell me I'm wrong.
If the Dallas Mavericks win the title this year, they won the trade. They absolutely won the trade.
Now, what if they beat the Lakers? I mean,
then they doubly won.
No, what if both of them go to Western Conference Finals?
And who wins?
Okay, Dallas this year. 2 years later, Luka gets his. And Luka gets another.
Well, now that's changing the equation.
Man.
I don't know why everybody assumes Doncic is going to get titles in L.A.
I mean, if you're a real fan, we all have said that the trade for Dallas right now is, with health, they got major action. That might be one of the, when healthy, the best starting fives in the game. The front line with AD.
I thought you were talking about
Gafford,
the Cowboys, Dallas.
No,
and I was like,
God.
Wait a minute.
Stoney, stop. Kenny Clark. Yeah, but anyway.
Is that Lisa Salters?
Yeah. She has some.
She looks different.
Yeah, she has some stuff going on.
Okay.
That she's beat.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She kind of looks different, like totally different.
Well, Stoney, we all look different as the calendar turns.
Well, I get that, but all right, never mind.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
We got to get him back on.
No, we don't.
Yes, I didn't.
Him on when I was gone, apparently.
No, that was Shasky and Spadoni.
Okay, well, then we don't need him on.
Because that was with Ramos. He kind of felt
Scotty.
Like, yeah, but Scotty's the guy.
You know I'm messing with this guy.
He's the guy. He's in a little better shape than you, Scotty. He's still hitting the iron.
How about this? Here's one thing I know about Scott Osler.
Get it to me.
This is unbelievable knowledge. Scott Osler, of course, longtime Bay Area
shout
columnist.
Shout out to Sun Gabe.
Originally came from from Los Angeles. Scott Osler is, you ready for this?
Give it to me.
Quick Twitch. He's Quick Twitch.
How do you know that?
Because I can tell.
Oh, God.
And
Kenny.
No. And first of all, he can
tell. I can tell you got diabetes.
No, I can tell.
You can't.
No, I've seen him play. And I know.
Oh, you've seen him hoop?
Yeah.
That is
good hoop player. Pretty good.
Wow.
And he can get up too.
He could get up.
I'm serious.
Well, you look at his son. He birthed the son along with his wife, Gabe. That dude's a monster. Remember, he worked with us. Producer.
Jeez.
Now, why would you say it with that tone?
Every Osler's worked with us. I mean, is there an Osler that
Stoney,
hasn't
can
worked
he get
with?
Up?
What's that?
Can he get up?
Yeah, he could. He definitely could.
Scotty. Wow. Kobe Bryant for Vlade Divac. That was boy.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
How about Jared Goff for Stafford?
Who won that one, though? Oh, I know who won right now. It's the Rams. You went for the immediate, and you got it. Okay. So they're the Mavericks in this.
I think they both won that in my mind.
But Detroit ain't won nothing. But some games in Los Angeles championship they didn't won.
I mean, they're two quarters away from going to the Super Bowl.
Well, Kenny, my life would be a whole lot different if we talked about how close.
Well, you do all the time about the Warriors winning six titles. You do. I mean, that's your MO. Well, it's 49ers have won seven. I'm sorry, eight. You have to have that one for
Dude, we had a caller call last week. He said eight, and I felt every bit of it. Dude, I'm trying to think of some other ones. They don't involve Durant.
Other trades?
Yeah. Well, Houston, no live one. Maybe
let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike.
Hey, Philmo, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. First of all, my bad, Guru. That's a heartbreaker right there to lose Parsons the way he did.
But, Mike, what if it helps out? We couldn't stop the run.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say I was going to say, honestly, I don't know if I would pay a player that much money.
Even
if
that's all I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, you know, sometimes you dream about getting rich, and it's like, man, I don't care how rich I get. I ain't spending $1 million on that. It's kind of like one of those situations. But I got a great trade that happened people didn't like. I got you. I got the best one. Matt Williams. When Matt Williams was traded, I was so hurt. I used to love Barry Bonds and Matt. Oh, my God, I used to love that. We got this guy by the name of Jeff Kent.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We got Julian Tavares. We got a somebody over Danny Darwin. We got a crazy hole for that. Brian Sabian was in his bag in 1990, in his Mervin's bag in 1996. So, yeah, man.
That's a good one.
That trade, I think I take the cake with that one. I ain't going to lie. My little history. Baseball is story. I remember that trade, and I hated it. Hated it.
Man. And look how it worked out. They almost got it started. Yep.
I love that trade. Yep.
You're the man. Mike's the man. Some saying Fred McGriff, the Crime Dogs, 92 Atlanta, remember? And they stole the division from the Giants with Matt Williams. That was a Giant team that had Matt Williams.
I wonder what the – I want – like, nobody – I get that.
Okay.
And McGriff put the Braves over the top.
Right, gotcha.
But I don't know what they traded for.
Oh, right, right. And what they turned into.
Yeah. I can't remember the guys.
The fact that we're saying McGriff, it didn't pop for.
Well, when did the. When did the Padres win it all?
They've never won it.
They went to 84.
Didn't Garvey win one with them?
No, they lost to the Tigers, remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, Gary Templeton. We should have brought this one up.
Why did I think the Padres won a World Series? Like with Garvey and those guys.
Must have dreamt it with Evan.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Give me one, Kenny.
Herschel Walker.
Yeah, but that was one-sided for Dallas.
Yeah, but they thought that was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bad trade to send him away.
Right, and that set up the
Super Bowl. The dynasty. Yeah.
Maybe this is setting up your next Super Bowl,
but they didn't get enough picks for me. Unless you get Archie Manning. And if you tell me right now Dallas is going to suck, but it will bring you Archie Manning, suck!
All right. On the other side, Goo, I will give
everybody. You got two things, curry and pies.
I will give everybody a little bit of a history lesson.
Ooh.
Because I know one of the most unpopular trades of all time is.
Wow.
And I will share mine. But if you have a trade that you thought at the time was terrible and it worked out, give us a call at 888-957-9570 or, just give me a terrible trade. What do you remember?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.